Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The coach and the quarterback. What is more important in the NFL? What would you rather have, the coach or the quarterback? What comes first, the coach or the quarterback? And to me, what I would rather have, 10 times out of 10, is the great quarterback as opposed to the great coach. Because I feel like the quarterback can make the coach. Now, there's a couple examples where I'll tell you that it's the opposite, for sure. But for the most part, like, for example, we were just talking about the Cincinnati Bengals. You got a chance to interview Zach Taylor yesterday, yes. I believe, for a feature that'll be on the NFL Today over the weekend.
On Saturday, yep.
Zach Taylor, when Joe Burrow was playing, genius. Zach Taylor, when Joe Burrow was hurt, donkey.
You know, here's the interesting thing about Zach Taylor is that he took over for Marvin Lewis, and they needed a breath of fresh air. You know, Marvin had been there for 16 years, mm-hmm. and, you know, it's about time. And listen, you know, nobody's more patient than Mike Brown in the NFL. Maybe the Rooney family may be patient. Everybody else is impatient. And everybody else listens to the fan base, and except for really those two franchises. They do what they want to do, and they do it the way that they want to do it. And I think stability is a big part of it. And I know a lot of people make fun of the Bengals, and they've had some bad years. They've had some trouble off the field early on in Marvin's tenure there and all that other stuff. But it was interesting that when Zach Taylor came in, and if you know the Bengals, you know, you have to deal with the owner, Mike Brown. He's been there forever, the son of Paul Brown. And, you know, there's some things that he's just not going to bend on, but then there are some things that he'll allow a new coach to do. And he was trying to build a culture and a foundation, and he had to kind of navigate Andy Dalton and Ryan Finley his first year. And while they were going on to a 2-win season that year, Joe Burrow is ascending at LSU to become the best player in college football. So it was like
collision course.
It was a collision course. So they lost by losing. They won the lottery, if you will. Mm-hmm. So the next year they only win 4 games, and Joe Burrow gets hurt in the middle of the season, if you remember. And Mike Brown, the owner, knows exactly what he has when he sees Joe Burrow as a rookie quarterback doing what he was doing. So he was not going to fire Zach Taylor at all. He was, as a matter of fact, he was going to support Zach Taylor because he knew he had a great quarterback coming back. But still, the coach has got to have that relationship with the quarterback, that the quarterback respects the coach respects the quarterback. And that's what they have right now. And they got lucky. You know, you get that game-changing, that organizational-changing player, and this is what can happen in the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, I do think it's a combination. It's not one or the other. We talk about this with Brady and Belichick. It's a combination of the two. But clearly, look at when those two split, and what has happened to Bill Belichick? A year where he missed the playoffs, a year where he got roasted in the first round, and Tom Brady, all he's done is won a Super Bowl.
It's a totally different story because Bill Belichick, he also selects the players for that team up there. And you have to remember, he took a 6th-round draft choice in his second season all the way to the Super Bowl.
No, I understand.
And they won it, and they continued to win.
He's the greatest coach I've ever seen.
You say whatever you want. They didn't win every Super Bowl, 34-10. There were Super Bowls that they had to win, and I'm thinking against the Rams. You know, where they had to win, a defensive battle, and they won it. And basically, Belichick out-coached Sean McVay. You remember that whole thing?
Oh,
so I'm just telling you, the quarterback is important. Of course, it's the most important position in the sport. And that's why when you see the last 8 quarterbacks standing, if you were going to rank those guys, you'd probably say that Jimmy Garoppolo would be at the bottom of it, but he may be right in the middle of it if he doesn't get hurt all the time.
Yeah, but if you told me I could have Bill Belichick for the next 10 years as the Giants head coach or Patrick Mahomes for the next 10 years as the Giants quarterback, I'm taking Patrick Mahomes.
Well, of course you are, but you're talking about extremes here. I'm also telling you that Belichick won 7 games with Cam Newton as quarterback, and he also went to the playoffs the next year with a rookie as his quarterback. So, I mean, I
can't believe that you're fighting me on the quarterback being the most important thing on a football team.
I still think the coach is the one who lays the foundation, organizes the team.
All that can be true, and the quarterback could be more important.
You know, like, all right, how about Barry Switzer?
Yeah, but here's the difference now from when you're talking about going back in time, is the quarterback and the way that the game is played today, it's more important than it ever was. You know, I mean, all the passing that goes on, the rules to protect the quarterback, the rules against the defense in the secondary, pass interference and all this stuff, defensive holding, everything's a first down. So it's just different now. You know, guys, you couldn't play to 44, 45 years old in the 1980s at the quarterback position.
I do agree that if Joe Burrow isn't drafted by the Bengals and they go 6 wins in 2 years,
yeah,
it's most likely that Mike Brown, I can't speak for him. I can only go by history and knowing the way that they do their business. I still don't think he would fire him. But I think that Mike Brown knew that they had a very special player in their midst,
mm-hmm.
and that it seemed like the young coach and the young quarterback, who I think are 10 years apart or maybe 12 years apart, that he had something there. And he had seen that before with Marvin Lewis and Carson Palmer. He saw it with Marvin and Andy Dalton. And he certainly saw it with me and Sam Weish. You know, it's like you had this young offensive mind with a guy that you drafted, and somehow they clicked and they connected, and we went on a hell of a run offensively. So I would think that that's kind of the same thing going on in Cincinnati. So, yes, I agree with you that, of course, it's about the quarterback. But if you have Andy Reid taking Patrick Mahomes under his arm, you know, you have a seasoned winning football coach who's been around forever, who's going to keep everything calm.
I know it's not black and white. I know it's more of a nuanced conversation. My point is, though, if given the choice of one or the other, the best quarterback in football or the best coach in football, the way that football is today,
I would take the quarterback.
I'm taking the quarterback.
Yes, of course you would.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.